Welcome to Impulse Kitty Productions' digital film podcast, where we discuss everything and anything in the digital film world, which includes television shows, Blu-rays, the latest electronics, anything and everything to do with digital or film. So kick back, relax for the next hour or so, and enjoy Impulse Kitty Productions' digital film podcast. Welcome to another episode of IKP's Digital Film Podcast. I'm Ruben.
I'm Faith.
I'm Sherry.
And, well, Sherry sounds a little far away because, unfortunately, she's got laryngitis and nobody can get near her. Plus something else, I don't know what. But long overdue podcast, yes. So forgive us if this sounds a little bit odd. But we're kind of huddled around the microphones in a very weird way. So, but anyway, we're going to do a little bit of a recap and just kind of give our thoughts. We're not going to do a full recap. I mean, we're really bad at recaps. But we'll give our thoughts on the season mid-season finale of The Walking Dead. I'm going to chime in on Red's new Red Ray player announcement and a movie we just saw called VHS, just horror flick. Actually, we got our hands on the Dark Knight Rises Blu-ray, Finding Nemo 3D Blu-ray, and Up Blu-ray, but now it's in 3D, so we'll kind of comment on a couple of different things. There's really no general outline. This is just kind of to get you guys a little bit going on what we've been up to, and I guess we'll get started on The Walking Dead mid-season finale. I'm not even going to recap the other one, man. Let's just start with this one, man. What'd you guys think?
I think it was a really good one. I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty badass. It was once again, it leaves you hanging. So, like, major spoilers, like if you're listening to us, we spoil the shit out of everything. And we go in no sensical order. So pretty much, Glenn and Maggie, you know, are being held captive still from the last episode. And they're about to be rescued by Rick and his group. So it's like Rick, Daryl, Oscar, Michonne, and is that it? I think that's it, right? Yeah, Oscar.
Oscar, Rick, Daryl, Michonne.
So they're busting into Woodbury. Governor's all nervous that Andrew's going to find out what's going on, blah, 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 blah. So they kind of go in. They throw a bunch of flash grenades, smoke bombs. Pretty much, you know, it gets pretty hairy in there, huh?
Yeah.
And pretty tense. Michonne has this square off with the governor. First he finds his daughter, his zombie daughter Penny. Figures out that she's a zombie. Sees the fish tank full of Futurama heads.
Yeah, that's what we call them anyway.
And pretty much holds her like a human shield in front of the governor. The governor starts taking off his gun and whatnot, saying, "Don't hurt her, don't hurt her." But Michonne knows better.
So she hurts her.
So she shoves a blade through her mouth with no sympathy whatsoever. And then they get at it. She pretty much sticks a piece of glass in his eye. And Andrea shows up. They kind of silently square off. And then Michonne kind of just leaves Andrea to observe the damage that has been caused. And she finds out, you know, she takes a good look around at what's been going on. And this governor's like holding his dead zombie baby crying and with one eye and shit, and Andrea's just kind of surveying like what the fuck's up with these fish heads and shit. And
it's still irritating, like a lot of people say that Michonne's not saying anything about Andrea, that she's in Woodbury, and she's
yeah, the
not
la-
telling
the
Andrea
lack
that hey look, this is what's going on, I'm at your people. It's like,
yeah, the lack of communication that Michonne could literally tell the group, like, hey, I'm gonna go fuck up the governor or whatnot, I mean, or I'm gonna go save your girl Andrea. It's just really irritating. But hey, you know, that's Hollywood, man. That's movies. But anyway, so that goes down. And then there's a big shootout. They get Glenn and Maggie. Glenn tells Daryl that Merle's behind all this, and then Daryl wants to go talk to him, but Rick has to calm him down and be like, look, I need you right now. This is no place, this is no time to talk to him right now. Yeah. Pretty much, we got to get through this. Glenn can barely walk, so he's all, are you on my side or whatever? And, like, you know, obviously Daryl is. And so Daryl lays some cover fire while they get away. Before that happens, though, Oscar gets killed by Wolverine Shane. By Maggie, yeah, right? Maggie. Yeah, by Maggie, because Wolverine Shane, Rick sees this this image of Wolverine Shane, but it's not really Shane. So you guys that seen the show know what we're talking about. So, but it was kind of funny. And what else? So they pretty much get away, but we find out that Daryl gets captured. Governor turns on Merle, pretty much tells the entire Woodbury group that Merle's a traitor, and they take away his saber stump.
And the reason why they're not safe is because of him.
And pretty much they bring in a hooded Daryl. He's got like a potato sack over his head. And they take the sack off and they say these are two brothers. They've kind of been working together. And the whole crowd is chanting kill, kill, kill. And that's pretty much where they leave off for the mid-season finale. It's a really dirty recap.
Yeah.
Check it out for yourselves. It's really badass.
Carl
really stepped up in this one, man. Like, he's just, like, total badass.
He saved these people, but yet doesn't let them into their personal area.
Carl's just, like, killing walkers and saving Tyrese. If you know the comics, Tyrese plays a big role in the comics, and he's finally introduced with his group. They got a wounded person that was bit by a walker, but Carl helped save them. Locks him in this secure area. This bitch has a conniption fit about being locked away, but
Sasha.
But Tyrese says, "Hey, you know, it's like this is pretty much their house, and look, you know, we're safe now. This is what we've been looking for: safety. Yeah. Don't look at it that way. Blah blah blah." This Carl pretty much took charge, man. He took charge. It was pretty badass. But yeah, that's pretty much a dirty recap of The Walking Dead mid-season finale. We have to wait till February to find out what goes on. Pisses me off.
Yeah.
But very good episode. You guys should check it out. If you guys are fans of The Walking Dead, if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. If you guys haven't tuned in to The Walking Dead, seasons 1 and 2 are available on Netflix. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have Netflix. So, I mean, if you have Netflix, just catch up on season 1, season 2. And if not, go out and buy the Blu-rays. They're pretty priced at a reasonable price. And I'm sure the DVDs are definitely priced at a decent price.
I think they would do it on AMC, too. Like,
no, they don't have it on AMC.
No.
But yeah, Netflix. I mean, everybody has Netflix. So, I mean, if there's no excuse to not catch up. I mean, catch up. I mean, the second season is a little weak. So you can kind of fast forward to some bullshit. But once you get caught up, just start watching season 3. I mean, download it through iTunes or that's what we do. We just bought the
season pass
through iTunes.
Watch
all of it with no commercials. $24, not bad way to spend $24, and you get like some behind the scenes stuff and whatnot. But moving on, we just saw this Blu-ray, horror movie called VHS, and it's compiled. It's pretty much a horror movie of found footage, another one of those kind of like Paranormal Activity, Blair Witch, found footage kind of movies.
All wrapped into one, yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I thought it was well executed. It's pretty much this group of guys that are looking for a certain VHS tape. It's never really said why they're looking for it, but someone paid them to go look for it at this house. They find like this dead guy sitting in a chair with a bunch of old tube TVs with a bunch of snow, like, static on it. And
yeah.
Not to spoil too much, but pretty much takes place in that house where they're at looking for this VHS tape. One of the guys stays behind and starts playing these VHS tapes that are in these VHS recorders. If you guys even know what VHS is,
yeah.
It's some sort of ancient playback video system of some sorts. I can't remember exactly what it is. It's way before DVD or CDs. I don't know. It's some sort of ancient playback system. And what'd you think of it? It was pretty scary?
Yeah,
or just pretty gnarly? I thought it was pretty cool. Scary, depend on what mood you are, depend what kind of person you are. You'll be scared. If not, you'll just be entertained, I think. I give it let's see, between 1 and 5, I give it a 4.0, I think.
Yeah.
I think 4.0 in terms of scariness. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard because I'm not really that jumpy. So,
visual.
So yeah, it's pretty found. It's a pretty good movie. So check it out. Definitely, he pops in these the person in question. Several people pop in these VHS tapes, and they're different stories of essentially
different murders.
And that's not spoiling anything because in the trailer you get the sense of that. So, but I won't spoil anything else. So go ahead and check that out. VHS. It's on Blu-ray right now. It just got released yesterday. Now, we did pick up The Dark Knight Rises and Finding Nemo finally in Blu-ray. But not only that, but in 3D. We also picked up Up. Fans of Up won't be disappointed in the 3D conversion of Up. Blu-ray.com gave it its highest recommendation. Finding Nemo... we haven't seen it yet. We're waiting for the right time to look at it. Dark Knight Rises. We saw a little bit of the opening. We were watching some of the special features. They got the special features on the Batmobile. All the different Batmobiles that have been in throughout the Batman history on screen, which is pretty neat. But we saw the beginning opening of it up until the part where Bane takes over the plane.
Yeah.
And the picture quality and the sound quality, amazing so far. And definitely we're going to continue watching it, give you more of an in-depth review. This podcast was mainly just to tell you guys that we haven't forgotten about you. We kind of just got a little caught up in work and kind of lazy.
Yeah.
But, so Red came out, finally announced their Red Ray player. Now, for you guys that don't know what Red Ray is, it's just, imagine Blu-ray, but someone else making...
Right.
It's a 4K, essentially, player, and there are different levels of this player. There's a professional Red Ray player up to consumer-grade Red Ray player for $1,400, which pretty much... enables you to play back 4K footage either on a 4K display or downscaled to a 1080p display. And it takes USB, I believe, and SD or CF cards. I still have to do some read-ups on it, so I'm going to give a full review on it from what I know in the next podcast, which would be in the next couple of days. This is just, like I said, a dirty recap of things. Really quick, we just wanted to let you guys know that we're still out there. And I'm going to be flying solo on the next one because Sherry's trying to recuperate. And with laryngitis, you don't really want to talk too much.
No, otherwise I'm surprised I still have my voice.
So we won't make her talk too much. In fact, I might even do the podcast either later tonight and give more of a review, but I still got to read up more on it. But 4K is coming, whether you like it or not. 4K, it's not coming, like I said, tomorrow, but it will be coming within the next, I would say, 5 to 6 years. Max 10 years to be like fully in consumer grade pricing, I would say. So what'd you guys think of VHS and The Walking Dead mid-season finale?
I was very pleased with both. I don't feel like I wasted my money. I think it was pretty good.
I liked the Walking Dead
even though it left me hanging, which sucks. As for VHS, not much of a scary one for me, but it was entertaining to watch and kind of gruesome.
Yeah, the sound quality was pretty badass, though.
Yeah,
yeah, it had a good DTS track. It was pretty interesting. I was actually kind of bummed when it ended. I was just really into all these little mini stories that were going on, these mini gruesome stories, these weird. And they all are kind of more or less supernatural in nature.
Yeah.
They're just kind of weird. But yeah, check it out and definitely pick up The Dark Knight Rises. Best Buy actually has a exclusive tin case. I don't know if you guys gone to Best Buy. They have several tin cases, and they're pretty badass with good artwork. So we picked up the special edition tin case of The Dark Knight Rises. So, you know, obviously without it, you know, with its plot holes, it's a pretty good movie, man. And so from what we heard from the DTS track, it sounds really good.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I do.
Everybody's tired, man. It's like 6 in the morning. So sorry about this this lame podcast, I guess we could say. But definitely we'll pick it up. We just wanted to let you guys know that we're still out there. And yeah, but I'm pretty jazzed about this this Red Ray player and interested to hear more about it and interested to see a demo when they finally start shipping.
That would be cool.
And, because essentially, you know, you can play stuff downscaled to 1080p while you wait for your 4K display to come out within the next 5 to 6 years. But it's nice to know that the technology is moving fast, moving forward, and it's coming. So 1080p will be, I don't think it'll go the way of Blu-ray, of DVD. Sorry about that. It's early. DVD was, you know, SD. You know, it was never high def. It was just better quality than VHS. But I think when we look back on Blu-ray, you know, full HD will still look pretty good, even especially if it's upscaled to 4K displays. So I don't think anything below full HD will definitely look like crap. But definitely looking forward to reading more about this Red Ray player and getting caught up on some of the specs. And I'll definitely be talking about that in the next podcast of our digital film podcast. So you guys want to add anything?
I don't have anything.
Yeah, we pretty much
covered everything.
Yeah, we pretty much wanted to kind of do a really quick, dirty recap of not only the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead, but we just generally what we're doing and why there's a holdup on our podcast. Like I said, you know, we do have jobs and the kids do go to school and we have this other life going on, but we're trying to get these podcasts hopefully once a week. I know we were delayed last week, but definitely what we're gonna do is when people can do it, we'll have a group session.
Yeah, the next time when we get together and do it, we'll all.
But for most of the time, I'm probably gonna be the one just hosting the podcast, which can be boring. I mean, if you don't mind listening to me, you know, rant about different shit.
As soon as I'm up to par, I'll be jumping in too.
Yeah, Sherry will be jumping back in. Faith and Jesse will be jumping in from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's tired. But, yeah, so we're definitely going to actually start getting started on some of these Blu-rays that we bought and give you a full-on review on those. And I'll definitely try and read up more on the Red Ray player. If you hear any of the background noise, it's the 7 cats that are trying to get into this room that we have. So thanks for stopping by on IKP's Digital Film Podcast. This was pretty much just a quick update. Very, very dirty. Very quick and sloppy. We've been up since 2 in the morning and it's 6 a.m. now. So we're kind of dragging ass. But I did think that you guys deserved at least some sort of an update. Kind of left you hanging for 2 weeks, so definitely a new podcast is coming out So keep on the lookout for that within the next couple of days. I'm Ruben.
I'm Faith.
I'm Sherry.
Peace, love, and a sexy peanut butter jelly sandwich. I wish there was Hostess cupcakes. I don't want to eat Little Debbie. I don't want to eat Little Debbie.